Next up, I am going to be joined in the studio by the Lunar Pilots. First up, we're going to hear a track from theirs, which you first heard on the show last week. This is Perfect Dream.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
The sound of the Lunar Pilots and Perfect Dream here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and the and And I'm joined by two-fifths of the Lunar Pilots in the studio now. Good evening, gents.
Good evening.
You have just treated us to a very nice warm-up of that song, which was sounding very good indeed. So I'm very much looking forward to tonight's session. But first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Okay, I'm Brian Edwards, and I'm the lead singer and acoustic guitarist from the Lunar Pilots.
And I'm David Ellsworth, and I'm the lead guitarist for the Lunar Pilots.
There we go.
Who else is in the band with you?
We have on drums, we have a guy called Connor Bailey, and then we have two keyboard players. Bass is played on keys as well, so Keith plays bass keys and some other keyboards as well, and then Paul plays keys and a bit of synth as well. And they're both brothers, Paul and Keith High and Connor Bailey.
Excellent. So, quite a few of you, and lots of instruments among you as well.
That's right, yeah. We were trying to get a few more down for this evening, but we wanted to try and do an acoustic rehearsal before doing this, and decided in the end that me and Dave have done this a few times, so we stick with what we know, and then maybe another time. Maybe you have us back sometime.
Yes. Well, if the warm-up's anything to go by, then yes, I dare say that'll be something to consider. Right. So where did we get you all from? Where do you all hail?
From Chelmsford, on the outskirts of around Chelmsford.
I'm from Southwood and Ferrers.
Paul's originally from Chelmsford. I come from sunny Cold Norton originally.
And Connor's from Billericay. Yeah.
And Keith lives in Dagenham, but he was originally from Chelmsford. But yeah.
Chelmsford boys.
Yeah. Look at that.
In unison as well. Excellent. Excellent. Good stuff. Well, we've talked a lot about all these different instruments that you do and the sounds that you come up with. So let's have a listen to that sound. What's the first track that you're going to do for us?
We'll do Hindsight.
Okay.
Excellent. Take it away, Dave and Brian, from the Lunar Pilots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Way, 'cause everything seems rearranged.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Most welcome. That is Dave and Brian from the Lunar Pilots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that was a live version of their track Hindsight. Am I right in thinking that features on the album?
Indeed, yes. Yeah.
Indeed. So tell us a bit about the album. What's it called?
Point of No Return is the name of the album, which we recorded down at Rockfield Studios in Wales.
With a Grammy Award winning producer, he won his Grammy for engineering, but he won his we got our album produced by Steve Orchard, whose previous resume is a who's who of music. He came from working with Paul McCartney to work with us, so he's...
It was a day behind, but we let him off for that.
Because he got stuck with Sir Paul.
Well, I suppose that's a possible excuse, isn't it?
We let him have that.
Ah, fair enough. Where can people get their hands on the album?
Most places online, so iTunes,
Amazon,
Bandcamp, and from our own website as well. You can buy it from there. Come and see us at festivals. We're at global festivals over the summer. We've got some actual physical CDs for those people who like the real physical product. They can come and see us and come and say hello and purchase the album. 14 tracks on the album. Bargain price of £8.
Can't go wrong there. All that music.
Indeed, yes. So we'll hear more about festivals that you have coming up immediately after we've heard your first musical choice of the night. A bit of Editors. Tell us what they mean to you.
I just started listening to the brand new album that's came out, and it's really struck a chord. And we're getting back into writing new stuff as well, so it's probably going to have a bit of an influence on what I start writing going forward.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well said. Here's the Editors. A Ton of Love.
I lit a match in Vienna tonight. It caused a fire in New York. Where is my sin? For the things that you have. Now bathe my idle soul with desire. 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 Desire.
Twisted fate. Well,
It is the sound of Editors and A Ton of Love here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Dave and Brian, who are two-fifths of the Lunar Pilots. And we're going to hear another track from them in just a moment. They've got quite possibly the biggest amp that we've seen on the show for quite some time. Just down there, it's an impressive sight, listeners. And we add on to that line, of course, they know just how to use it as well. Right. Okay. We've got that bit out of the way now, gents. So I think we're safe for now. So before we hear another track, you mentioned that you've got quite a few performances coming up. So tell us about those.
This Saturday we have the Kelvedon Fest. So that will be two in one day, and the other one, Brian, is
it's Ashfest. So we're playing Kelvedon, and then we're in the afternoon. And then we're off to Ashildon, which is down Tillingham, Burnham on Crouch type way. So a double header, two in one day.
So you get a chance, pop down.
And then, but yeah, coming up we've got quite a few. We're playing at the Brightling Sea Festival on the 3rd of August, where we'll be the main support to Eddie and the Hot Rods. And the week after that we'll be headlining the Big Garden Fest in Danbury, which is the inaugural festival. So hopefully it's going to be a good one and one to stay.
Definitely.
Excellent. Well, let's give the listeners a sample of what they can expect from all those performances. What track are you going to do for us next?
Sit by the Wall. Yeah, sounds good.
Rightio. Is this another one from the album?
Yes,
it is indeed.
Rightio. Good stuff. Take it away, the Lunar Pilots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
What is the reason for feeling? What do you feel?
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh dear, someone's phone just went off. The track that you heard before you heard someone's phone going off was The Wall by the Lunar Pilots. say hi from Phoenix FM.
So unprofessional. I apologise.
Never mind. So that's a track from the album. I think one thing that we should address is that where does the name Lunar Pilots come from?
Is it Paul's cover band, essentially? Paul was a covers function band. I think they were called the Loony Balloonies, and so it sort of evolved a little bit from that. So Nick the Lunar, Loony, Lunar.
Part of it. And plus, they got some artwork done by a good friend of the band, and when that came through, a real spacey theme to it, it really suited some of the sort of spacey sounds that Paul was coming up when he first started the band. So it all sort of gelled together nicely, so it kind of worked. And it stuck.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. And I like how kind of like the theme of the artwork is quite space-esque as well,
it's
isn't it?
It's a bit out there, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, the whole thing, then including the name of the album as well, The Point of No Return. It was kind of the image and kind of the whole what we're trying to achieve. We've put a lot into recording the album, and hopefully it's gonna take off. Otherwise,
in every sense,
the other option's not good.
Yeah.
Yes, let's not dwell too much on that one. How would you describe the Lunar Pilot sound? A bit out there?
New retro.
Yeah, that's how Steve Orchard described it.
Yeah.
Well, new or modern retro, which obviously it's a bit of a contradiction in terms, but if you go onto SoundCloud or wherever, your Spotify, and check us out, you'd be able to make your own mind up.
Good incitement there, listeners. Okay. Okay, let's listen to another one of your musical choices next. What are we going to listen to?
This will be Tears for Fears and Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
It's very apt.
Yeah, a personal favourite of mine.
Yes. Tell us about what Tears for Fears mean to you.
Well, it's just an awesome song. And
and he wants to rule the world.
Well, yeah, pretty much. But, yeah. But, yeah, no, it's an absolute classic. And, as Brian said, fairly apt as well.
Yes, indeed. And here it is, being fairly apt.
Welcome to your life.
It is the sound of Tears for Fears here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that truly remarkable hair they had back then. And that song of theirs was Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and it was chosen tonight by my guests Brian and Dave from the Lunar Pilots. So we're going to hear another track from you live in the studio, making full use of that very impressive amp here. What track are you going to do for us next?
Black and Blue.
Black and Blue. Tell us about this track.
It's one that Paul actually wrote initially with there was an original songwriter with Paul when he first formed the band. They started writing this, and it took them about 3 years to actually get this one to work. It's taken on a life of its own since, and we're absolutely delighted with the recording. It's come out fantastic, and it's definitely a live favourite.
Cracking track to boogie to.
Yeah, I don't usually play guitar on it at all, so I usually get to have a little dance on stage, which, well...
Just have to try and contain yourself.
Just a bit of embarrassing dead dancing, really. But it's all good.
Righto. Well, take it away. You can visualise Brian dancing to it in your head, if you like, listeners. The Lunar Pilots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Take it away.
Black and blue.
Something like that.
And it sounded rather good.
Thank you very much.
That is the Lunar Pilots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That was a track of theirs entitled
Black and Blue.
A few years in the making, but it's come good, I think it's fair to say.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. Where's the place that people can find out more about the band online?
Well, we have our homepage, which is literally thelunarpilots.com, and from there there's links to all of our social media sites, so Facebook and SoundCloud and Twitter, all the usual. So you can find everything there, as well as links to find out where you can buy the music as well, if you like what you're hearing.
Excellent. Yes. And the track that we're going to hear next is another track that's from the album. So tell us about Hollow Tunes.
Another one written by Paul. It's a bit more. We need to have some keys. So we've only got two guitars tonight. We've got two keyboardists in the band, so it'd be good to show off some of the keyboard skills. And also, then Dave has a rather kick-ass solo at the end of it, which I think everyone enjoys, especially live. It's great fun.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, here it is for you, listeners. Enjoy. It is the sound of the Lunar Pilots and Hollow Tunes here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Was that one in a competition recently? I heard you mention earlier.
Yeah, it's been put forward in, it's made the semi-finals of some songwriting competition. I don't know too much about it, but I think it's early days. I think there's quite a few made it through to the next round, so fingers crossed, might progress. But that's always been a massive live favourite of ours, especially, say, Dave really loves his guitar solo at the end of that, and plus all the backing vocals, the harmonies from the High Brothers, always been a big favourite as well.
Yeah. Rightio, good stuff. Well, good luck with that one. Hopefully you get a random email sometime soon saying congratulations, you've done really well in that that competition that you may or may not remember entering.
Paul entered it, so... But fingers crossed, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to look at it. So, we've got one more track from you in the studio. So, what track are you going to do for us next?
It'll be Pins and Needles, which is one really where we get to hear a little bit more of Keith with regards to soloing, and so it's a nice sort of different funk dynamic, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it's an amazing solo on this that Keith plays on somehow one-handed on the keyboard while he's playing the bass at the same
time. One hand.
It's something special, and it's basically about going out and getting very drunk. So. I'm sure we can all relate.
Yes, we promote responsible Friday night behaviour here on Phoenix FM. But do take it away. The Lunar Pilots here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
2, 3, 4.
Shut eyes and bulletproof skin. It's clear that you've been taking.
excellent.
Thank you, thank you.
That is the sound of two-fifths of Lunar Pilots, who have been my studio guests tonight. That track was entitled Pins and Needles.
Indeed.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we've already said, yeah, it's a bit of a drinking song. And that's one that I wrote. Yay!
Yes, he doesn't just stand there and dance like his dad.
Hey, don't knock my dad's dancing.
if you go see them live at all these gigs that they're going to, then you wouldn't knock it either. Excellent. We have one more musical selection from you tonight. A bit of Fleetwood Mac. So tell us about what they mean to you.
Well, I think it's because you're such a petrolhead.
Well, yeah, but I guess one of, you know, parents' influences over, you know, so, and yeah, they're an awesome band, and I think the chain as well, and what the chain's about, it's sticking together, and, you know, you're stronger together, and, but yeah, it's an awesome driving track as well.
Wow. Yeah, it's also, the ending's obviously the theme tune to the Formula One, which everybody loves.
There we have it. Good, so good driving music. It's that Formula One have nicked it.
That's it. Brilliant.
So yes, proving that sometimes your parents can have very good record collections. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
Listen.
The unmistakable sound of Fleetwood Mac and the Chain here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Dave and Brian from the Lunar Pilots. We were just saying during that, the thing is, every time that song is played on the radio, someone somewhere hears it and says, "Ah, so that's where the music comes from."
Yeah, I know. I can think of one of my friends already that I played that track to in a car, and they went, "Oh," and I said, "Yeah, yeah."
Yeah, so it's all there. It's that Formula One song. Yes, indeed. I'm going to give a shout out to Hells Loves High Stuart, who joined us online from Hertfordshire, who's just written, "Awesome, this is one of those songs that has to be played at 11 and a dozen internets for those gentlemen." So, yes.
Whatever that means. Yeah, well, thank you to that man. Yeah.
So, yes, thank you for that, Stuart. And also hi to Drake in California, who's joined us online. You're going to have to stay tuned for the hoot, Drake, honestly. Don't worry, gents. Long story. Very, very, very long story. So remind us where the place that people can go to find out more about the Lunar Pilots.
Obviously, www.thelunarpilots.com, our homepage. On there, you've got full list of gigs, everything that we're doing, and links to the other social media sites.
And they're all very straightforward anyway. Everything is Facebook/thelunarpilots, Twitter, the Lunar Pilots. So
SoundCloud,
there are links
from
our homepage as well. Yeah.
Good
please,
stuff.
Please come and see us live. Come and say hello.
Yes, tell us about the live appearances that you have coming up. Remind us of those.
So we've got a doubleheader this Saturday, so we're at Keldon Festival, and in the afternoon, and off to Ashfest in the evening over in Ashildon. Followed by, in a couple of weeks' time, we're at the Brightlin Sea Festival.
Well, it'll be main support for Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Yeah, Hot Rods.
Be impressed, listeners.
And then the 10th,
yeah.
Then the 10th of August, we'll be headlining the inaugural Big Garden Festival in Danbury. So get yourselves along. We've got a gig in London in between as well, at the Garage as well, which should be great. Literally, especially as Mumford and Sons are playing there in like
two weeks afterwards,
time.
I think, yeah.
So it's nice to be on the same sort of stage as these people. But mind you, we had a fabulous gig. When we did our album launch at the 100 Club, that was awesome. We had excellent support from all of our loyal fans that came along.
Yeah, big thank you to them.
So, yeah, thanks for everyone who turned out for that. And, yeah, hopefully onwards and upwards. We're really looking forward to... So I was playing these local festivals, and in the hope that things will continue to build, and we get onto the larger ones, and hopefully start touring, and support gigs for some established bands, and then work on to doing our own UK tour at some point.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, good luck to you with that. Certainly sounds like plenty of opportunities for people to catch you live, and a busy schedule ahead, which is always good to see. All that remains is, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
You go first.
All right, I'll give a shout-out to my bud, Jamie. How you doing, mate? And, of course, my mother at home.
Good. Well, I'll say shout-out to my missus, Joanne. I'll be home later. I'll see you later. Also, I'll big shout out to the.
Your message, by the way. Yeah.
I feel like I should add that he's been.
I've got the message. Yeah. Also, to the Blue Lion pool team that I've avoided playing for this evening. I hope you're winning on my behalf. And that should do. Oh, and my brothers while I'm there. Ben and Ian, cheers.
And of course, to the other three Lunar Pilots.
That would be a good one to do, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so to Connor, Paul and Keith.
And we'll see you on Saturday, eager for the big doubleheader.
Excellent, good stuff. Thanks. I feel like with all those shout-outs, Brian, that I should add that Brian's been a very good boy tonight. For all those listening. Excellent, good stuff. The www. You are most welcome. www.thelunarpilots.com is the place to go to find out more and see all those places where you can catch them live. I think it's very safe to say that the future very much starts here. The Lunar Pilots, Brian and Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.